investigation in April. He was concerned because Iraq has been unmonitored by the world body since the U.S. invasion. Speculation raised Friday that a highly critical report on the CIA by the Senate Intelligence Committee may have led to agency director George Kennan's resignation. By American intelligence agencies on the question of whether Iraq possessed sufficient weapons before last year's invasion by the United States. The Times asserted that officials who have read the report described it as presenting an across-the-board indictment of the CIA's performance in Iraq. They reportedly stated that its criticisms ranged from inadequate pre-war collection of intelligence by spies and satellites to a sloppy analytical performance. Often based on uncorroborated sources, it produced a mistaken conclusion that Iraq possessed biological and chemical weapons. Even before Kennan announced his resignation, his chairman, Senator Pat Roberts, said at a breakfast meeting on Thursday that he thought the intelligence community was still in denial on the issue. Meanwhile, there was also ongoing speculation over whether the CIA director is the Bush administration's de facto scapegoat for the fiasco of Iraqi weapons of mass destruction and the heavy loss of U.S. credibility that followed. The British news daily The Independent asserted that despite Thursday's warm words for Kennan, from Democrats as well as Republicans, the truth about his departure is almost certainly more complicated. The Independent and numerous other media outlets worldwide cited former CIA director Stansfield Turner, who stated, "This is so important a decision, it's too important a time for this to be a personal decision." Turner said Kennan wouldn't have stepped down in the middle of an election cycle without being asked to do so by the president, adding he's been pushed out, it's likely he's the scapegoat. Senator Dianne Feinstein termed this burglary to its Tony, with the nation on alert for an attack and with the presidential election approaching. Feinstein said, "I suspect there's going to be more of a story to tell than just personal reasons." The media commentator Jim Rowe asserted that Kennan's departure could mark the first of a series of high-level administration departures over the coming weeks as Bush's re-election campaign struggles to persuade voters to forget about setbacks in Iraq.